And we're back with Lisa Waters Lane. She comes and just shares her garden insight, what's going on in her own gardens, or what she's seeing here at the Garden Center, just kind of a different perspective on gardening. Lisa is an extraordinary gardener, and with a lifetime of garden experience, just because, well, she was born and raised in the back shed here at the Garden Center. Her parents started back in 1960. Well, I'll say 70. 70. Well, 60s. We're 60s childs, aren't we?
Children. I'm not 60 yet. Oh, 60s.
60s.
Yeah.
I didn't say well, your age out loud over the airwaves. It, that'd be like the ultimate insult. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you did.
Oops.
So married a lot of years, we've gardened a lot of different properties, we've farmed at different places, we're just kind of, we've learned a couple things.
You know what's fun is we've passed that along to our kids. So our daughter lives in Austin, and they're in a house, and you know, they're finally like, okay, we need to landscape the house. So they're asking, you know, what do you think? How does this look? Which is better? And it's just fun to see them. I mean, even though they grew up in it, it's fun to see them get out and doing their own landscaping and yard work and doing all that fun stuff.
Even the kids that don't have houses, they're big into houseplants in a big way. So actually we've got all of our kids except one. She's still flexible. She's still manager of like Murdoch's in Texas. If you Texans, you know what that is. And so she's a manager there. So she's always hopping over for a new store opening, then back over here. She's flexibility. Flexible is her thing. So she rents a very nice apartment overlooking the pool, but she still loves house plants.
That's true. Way. Big, big way.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
So anywho, back to us. So when I started thinking about, I was inspired this week because we got so many beautiful things in. We've got geraniums and petunias and million bells and lobelia and lobularia. I mean, you name it, we got it in.
Color, color, color.
So I was very inspired when I came home one day and I looked at our pots and went,
They're uninspiring.
They're very uninspiring. So it made me think a lot of people, you know, we get through winter, it's hard to keep those pots looking really pretty in the wintertime. I've got a few pansies that kind of are hanging out in there. But I was realized I need to redo a lot of our pots.
And it
made me realize probably a lot of other people need to do theirs as well. And kind of the, how do you do that? You know, so sometimes it breaks our heart to pull out plants that are underperforming, shall we say, in those pots. But what I would say is it's okay. Yeah. Pull them out. Maybe you can move them to another part of your yard if you want, but it's okay to throw them away. Or if you're really guilty, put them on a neighbor's porch or something.
They're not puppy dogs. They're just last year's flowers. I mean, come on. We live in America, the greatest country that's ever existed. You could pay $5 and have fresh flowers.
And sometimes you just need a redo. Even some of ours that have perennials in them, the perennials are just, they're getting tired in those pots. And it's just time. It's time to really freshen them up. So get the old stuff out first. Break up any, sometimes when we pull things out, the roots of those kind of hang out in the pot still, you want to get rid of those.
Oh yeah.
Definitely probably either bring in all new potting soil, especially if it's pretty old.
Yeah.
Get, just freshen up those pots. And if it's a really big pot, maybe just freshen there and mix it so that you're starting with some fresh soil. That is so important.
You know, we had a really big pot. And sometimes you have to reset all new soil because the roots had grown down and they clogged up the hole in the bottom. And when I dug out that soil, it was a big pot. I thought, no way roots are down there. But it was all matted. And I went, okay, that is it. We need to just start over. It was like three bags of soil, potting soil in this huge thing. But then I'm set for 5, 6, 7 years, however long it's been. So
but that's very true because you want good drainage in those pots because if they stay too wet, you just created a bathtub and there's maybe two or three plants that love that. The rest of them want that really good draining. So yeah, make sure, even if I'm just freshening in, I turn it so that I make sure I'm getting all those clumps and everything down at the bottom and really freshening it up. Another product that we have, which is wonderful for containers, is called Aqua Boost. So it's polymers that have mycorrhizas in it. What they do is almost like, not totally self-watering, but those little balls expand up with moisture, and then over time that moisture just kind of releases. So it gives you a better even watering on there, especially down around the roots. That is so important for that. I really recommend that product. And it's just great for plant health because it has the mycorrhizas in it.
Every time we plant anything, tree, shrubs, anything, I add some of that to the bottom of the hole, but especially for raised beds and containers. Mm-hmm. Game changer. Edible plants, tomatoes, it'll keep it from cracking. It'll even out the moisture for your zucchinis. It gives you peppers that are bigger, less zesty, less spice, sweeter, but less. If they get off a little bit, they get so hot you can hardly touch the things. And it's like a sweet bell pepper. Right. They don't like to be stressed. It helps them, just evens everything out. Aqua Boost crystals are amazing.
Very, very important. Definitely. I even like to mix a little bit of our all-purpose fertilizer in with that new soil. Got to be careful with it because it is a fertilizer. We don't want to burn anything. But mixing a little bit of that in there with that soil, there again, you're creating a really strong root system. Because if you have a strong root system, you're going to have a very happy plant. So when we have these little itty bitty plants with no roots that just kind of suffer and die, especially when it gets warm, they're like, yeah, I'm checking out. See you later. So very important to get that soil correct, get the right additives in there. And then your time to plant, you know, and like I said, we have some amazing, beautiful perennials. We've got some salvias, coreopsis, penstemons. We just got some really, really pretty perennials in there. If you like to go with perennials, or do what I do is I mix my perennials and my annuals because I like a little bit of both in there.
You like the cottage garden, English garden look.
So it's okay to mix it. A lot of people are like, oh, can I do this? What I would say is mix plants that have like needs. Yeah. So if you're putting succulents in, you're not going to want to put a petunia in there at the same time. You know, keep things that want the same amount of water, same amount of sun. Get those together in your pot. It's going to be so much easier for you to take care of. It's going to be happy. It's going to grow so much better. The other thing with your containers is kind of pay attention to how much sun it's getting. You know, sometimes they're on patios and you think you're getting a lot of sun, but you're really not. Yeah. You're getting very shaded, or you think it's shaded and you walk out there at 3 p.m. and it's
poor hydrangeas just melting in the sun,
just collapsing there going, help me. So kind of pay attention where you want to put those pots so that you can get the right plants in there, and then come talk to us. We can help you figure out the right plants to go into your containers. The other thing that I love to do, because I'm kind of a lazy gardener as well, is we get these beautiful hanging baskets in. Right now, we have the Million Bell baskets, some gorgeous petunia baskets, some geranium baskets that'll knock your socks off. And I just pop it out of that pot and I throw it right into my beautiful ceramic container.
She does it all the time, folks. You'd think it'd been growing there for months, and no, it was potted like an hour ago.
And it's just so easy. And it's say you don't have to think about, well, how does this color look with this color? It's already done for you. Yeah. So I just pop those in and away I go. And I almost have a head start on the season because they're nice and full and they're big and they're beautiful.
I would say too, if you're planting, a lot of confusing folks. I was helping a customer and went, how many should I put in this container? How many plants will a container hold? Mm-hmm. And here's the insider tip. Plant your containers having the foliage touch the foliage. Mm-hmm. So it looks, you don't want to see soil left over in the container. So you're not reading that tag going space every 8 inches. You skip that. Yeah. You're planting foliage to foliage. So it looks like it's been growing there for its entire life. And then that will generally get you enough root space to kind of companion plants. It just looks better that way. So
I agree. Yeah, there's nothing worse than a sparse container.
If you got extra soil showing, plug a six-pack in there. Get one extra little plant in there so it looks full.
Definitely. So wonderful selection. We'll have them for a little, quite a few more weeks. So take a good look at your pots.
Come talk to Lisa and the crew, and they can help you design designer-styled pots in your yard. Ken and Lisa Lane, the Mountain Gardeners. Be right back.